From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish officials say at least 28 people are dead following an explosion in Ankara. The blast occurred as a convoy of military buses passed by. Dorian Jones reports.
A large blast occurred in the early evening in the middle of the capital, close to the armed forces headquarters and parliament. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Turkish armed forces are carrying out major military operations against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, across the predominantly Kurdish southeast. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkish officials want coalition backing to secure a strip of territory 10 kilometers deep on the Syrian side of their common border around the town of Azaz. The strip of land would be used to house tens of thousands of displaced civilians and avoid having to admit them into Turkey. Officials say they are getting little support for the idea from coalition partners. A convoy of trucks carrying humanitarian aid for Syrian civilians arrived Wednesday outside a besieged Damascus suburb. It is the first part of a major UN-backed effort. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there should be no militarization of the South China Sea.
My hope is that China will realize that it is important to try to resolve the jurisdictional issues of the South China Sea, not through unilateral action, not through force, not through militarization, but through diplomacy and by working with the other countries and claimants and trying to resolve these differences.
The statement comes after China deploys surface-to-air missiles on a disputed island it controls. Ugandan Prime Minister Ruhakana Rugunda has assured Ugandans that Thursday's presidential and parliamentary elections will be peaceful. This is VOA News. A major political party has withdrawn from Ukraine's governing coalition. Former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko announced her Fatherland Party was leaving the coalition, which she criticized as an obstacle to reform. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, who survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament Tuesday, retains a parliamentary majority despite the exit of Tymoshenko's party. Also Wednesday, Russia filed a lawsuit against Ukraine in London's High Court over a $3 billion Eurobond debt that Russia says Ukraine is refusing to repay. Germany's chancellor says it is in her country's national interest for Britain to remain in the European Union. Angela Merkel told German lawmakers Wednesday many of British Prime Minister David Cameron's proposals for EU reforms are justified and necessary. An EU summit Thursday and Friday in Brussels will discuss British proposals and the bloc's counterproposals in order to reach an agreement to keep Britain in the 28-nation bloc. Iran rejected appeals Wednesday from other oil-producing states to curb its oil exports to try to end the plunge in world crude oil prices. Iran declared it intends to actually increase production. Iran's envoy to the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries says his government intends to step up exports until they reach the level it had been before international economic sanctions were imposed. Businessman Donald Trump is expanding his lead in public opinion polls nationally over his challengers for the U.S. Republican presidential nomination. A survey released Wednesday indicates Trump is also maintaining a sizable lead in the state of South Carolina, which holds a primary election Saturday. On the Democratic side, a CNN poll shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders locked in a tight race ahead of Saturday's party caucuses in the western state of Nevada. The World Health Organization says it will need some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus. The virus has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners and resources to help countries enhance surveillance of the Zika virus. A suicide bomber killed at least 10 soldiers Wednesday and wounded several others at a Yemeni army camp in the southern port city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. 4 U.S. fighter jets flew across South Korea on Wednesday in the latest show of force against North Korea, that for its recent tests of nuclear and ballistic missile weapons programs. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.